Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts. Included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Always a pleasure to be joined by the Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology at Trinity College, Professor Luke O'Neill. And today he's going to talk about the issue of Tylenol, paracetamol and autism. You'll be aware that the US President said there was a link and said pregnant mothers shouldn't take it. You disagree, Luke?
I do, 100%. I have a very important message. There could be women listening in who are pregnant who've taken it. Now, they're worried that they might increase the risk of their baby having autism. And there's no risk of autism if you take paracetamol. That's what's very clear. So we're very surprised.
Why are you so emphatic?
Well, lots of studies have done this. I mean, the science behind this is reading. There was one study in Sweden, Ivan. 2.5 million children were measured, right? And the mothers,
just on this issue?
Just on this single issue, and there was no risk of autism if the mother took paracetamol. And we love to see independent studies. In Japan, 200,000 kids were studied with their mothers, and they knew which mothers were taking paracetamol, you see, especially in Sweden, they're very good with health records. And there was no evidence at all that if a mother took paracetamol, the child would have autism. So we're scratching our heads, actually, wondering
so
why.
So what is the basis of RFK saying
well,
this?
Well, there's a tiny basis, there is. There are one or two studies correlating paracetamol with autism. Correlating. Now, as you know, Ivan, correlation...
What does correlation mean?
Well, correlation doesn't mean causation. RFK and Trump have made a rookie error here. In science, you never say correlation is the same as causation. What it means is it can correlate but mightn't cause. A great analogy, Ivan, is, you know, people who smoke carry matches. That doesn't mean that matches cause lung cancer. It's the smoking. So the matches correlate with lung cancer.
Okay.
It's the smoking that causes it. It's a big thing in science, actually. We tell our students all the time, never confuse correlation with causation. And we suspect that's where this idea has come from. When you look at it properly, though, like, for example, a woman could be taking paracetamol because she has a fever. Fever increases the risk of autism, you see. And that's a correlation rather than a causation. The fever is the cause, potentially, if you see what I mean. So we think they're mixing up correlation and causation could be the reason.
So why would, like, I assume there's a Department of Health to which, Kennedy, like, we get his anti-vaccine thing and he kind of has unconventional views, we'll put it like that. But, it's very hard to do a solo run. Yeah, you'd have to have some civil servants or, you know, some federal Department of Health backing you up.
That's what's so devastating as well, Ivan. Whoever's advisors are not advising him appropriately is one thing. What I read yesterday was it could be he wants to keep the boss happy. He told Trump a few months ago they're going to crack autism, right? By September, interestingly. September comes around and he goes, hey, it's Tylenol. And then Trump doubles down. Trump himself, of course, weighs in, don't take Tylenol. And what gets me, Ivan, is this. If you have an infection as a woman who's carrying a fetus, right, there's a risk of that child having autism. That's one of the risk factors, is infection during pregnancy. Paracetamol limits the damage, potentially, of that.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So the advice here might actually increase the risk of autism in the population by telling women not to take paracetamol.
Okay.
And that's another reason why it's surprising.
But looking at autism, ADHD, just go through the biology with, is this nature or nurture?
Well, they think when the baby's developing, the brain develops a bit differently for some reason that we don't fully understand. And that brain, when the baby's born, will have features of autism.
Is it genetic?
Yeah.
Or is it environmental?
It's both. That's the challenge. So it's partly genetic and it's partly environmental and it's probably both. Now, we know there's about 100 genes in the woman that predict risk of autism in the baby. That's the first thing, right? But just because you have those genes doesn't mean you'll get autism. So it's got to be something else. There was a chance, Ivan, that paracetamol might combine with the genes and maybe increase the risk of autism, but that's not the case in this case. But it's partly genetic, and there's something in the environment as well. The trouble is we don't know what that environmental factor is.
So you speak directly to pregnant mothers. What should you do differently when you're pregnant?
Overall, your healthy lifestyle, of course, is the usual advice. I mean, women who are pregnant will know this.
Exercise. No, but like if you ran a marathon, it wouldn't do your baby any harm?
Probably not. Be careful at extreme things, obviously. Lead a normal, healthy life.
And what's the story about alcohol? What damage would it do?
Well, that can cause fetal alcohol syndrome. That's a big no-no for pregnant women because that directly damages the brain of the developing fetus, and the baby can be born with this thing called fetal alcohol. So you got to avoid alcohol. Common sense is a real friend here, Ivan, in so many ways. We know this for generations, don't we? So a healthy lifestyle is the advice. Any concerns, always talk to your GP, of course. And Ivan, remember, the HSE have said you can take paracetamol if you want. They've contradicted what Trump is saying, as has every health agency in the world, it seems to me. So don't be fearful about taking paracetamol if you're pregnant. But the key message always is check with your GP, any concerns at all.
Okay, I was talking to you off air there and you were saying that you're going back lecturing.
Yeah.
I know people who've been looking at the higher education sector and they said, Ivan, you know, they're complaining about the lecturers. They're only doing 13 hours a week. A lot of these five-year courses could be done in 3 years,
yeah,
or whatever. What's your, like, as representing academia, in terms of, are we as productive and as efficient? Can we make these courses shorter?
We could, yeah. And I've often thought that, actually, to be honest. A four-year degree in Trinity is the standard, you know. And even this week, as you just said, I've been lecturing the first years. This is a compelling activity. 350 of them sitting in front of you.
350?
18 years of age, doing biology.
Is that crowd control?
Absolutely, it is, kind of.
Would any of them take the piss?
Well, I'm very strict.
Are you?
I must say, it's their first week in college, so they're all terrified.
Right.
And nobody's talking. You can hear a pin drop.
They know here's the fellow from the deli. He's
you
Mr.
get it,
COVID
it or whatever, yeah.
No,
I suspect 18-year-olds wouldn't know that.
Okay, right.
But no, they're very good. I must say, I've noticed for the first time, huge number of questions after each
and can you not do it on Zoom?
Well, there is arguments for Zoom, but in person, they reckon, has a different effect on the brain and the learning process. The second thing, Ivan, is it's not just about lecturers, university, it's maturing, remember. It takes time to socialise, to meet people, to interact, you know, so being there in person, we think is very important.
Fakes and wet wipes, I mean, they don't need to be closeted in. So how long is the course that you're lecturing on?
But there's a biology course, it goes on all year, and there's five of us lecture on that course.
No, but is it a five-year course?
Oh, it's a four-year degree, yes.
So that could be done in 3 years.
It could potentially be done in 3 years. I'll tell you why, Ivan. These kids, they're on ChatGPT. I couldn't believe the questions they were asking me. They said, you said this in a lecture. I know more about that myself already because I read about it.
Yeah.
So in other words, they're coming in and they're learning
they could
more quickly.
They
could probably give the lecture. That'd be great for me. Exactly. I love that. When they know more than me, I know they're listening. You know, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I've noticed a change.
I was having
the
crack on, they said, who's on? I said, on News Talk Breakfast. And I said, you know, the most important thing about Luke is not the biology he goes on with then. All of the science is actually the metabolics, his band. And Kira said, oh, I sang with them.
She did.
And she said, they're very good. And I said, no, they're very average. Where are you playing next?
We played Electric Picnic, Ivan. There's one for you. We did. Yep. Now, not in the main stage, I hasten to add. Big crowd turned up to hear us play all our covers. It was great fun,
fantastic.
I must say. You know, our next gig is on the 31st of October. In Walters in Dunleary, that's where we have our residency.
And, okay.
And also,
is that a nursing home or what is it?
It should be a nursing home. So strange, I am playing in nursing homes on Monday and Tuesday next week with Jerry Peregrine, strangely. The big gig, Ivan, though, is New Year's Eve. We're doing New Year's Eve in Walters in Dunleary, which we're looking forward to because it's
okay.
A bit of crack, you know.
Okay. And you'll be
fun.
Going till 2 in the morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to
all
it.
All right, the inimitable Professor Luke O'Neill, lead singer with the Metabolics, amongst other things.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.